Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for AgDirect financing at your farm equipment dealer. Along with highly competitive rates, AgDirect features easy applications and fast credit decisions, too. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for AgDirect financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Contact your local AgDirect dealer for details.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today. We've almost got the first quarter of 2015 behind us. Can you believe it? And it appears that our cattle prices, after having some wild swings and some down compared to the latter part of 2014, have stabilized quite a bit here lately. And have actually, we've seen in feeder cattle markets some increase. Darrell, what about the demands factor right now? It seems like, if anything, this demand has been maybe a little tepid thus far in 2015.
Well, demand has been kind of limited this winter, a bit of a cap, and that's causing some of the squeeze in the market right now. Box beef prices have been pretty stable over the last month or so, as have fed cattle prices. At the same time, feeder cattle prices have increased a little bit. The demand side, it's competing forces. Obviously, tight supplies generally are still supporting prices, but we've got increased supplies of pork and poultry that are weighing on the market. And so it's very difficult in this environment to see box beef wholesale and retail values continue to move up as they really would need to relative to the supply situation on the beef side.
Obviously, supplies are tight right now. One of the reasons we're seeing some tightness, aggressive rebuilding of this U.S. mama cow herd, including right here in the Southern Great Plains.
In Oklahoma, the last 2 years, we've had pretty remarkable recovery from the drought liquidation that we had. 2 years in a row of about 6% increase. Texas added about 7% more cattle last year. New Mexico hasn't really begun to grow yet. It's still pretty dry in lots of that area. The bottom line is we have recovered some over the last couple of years. We've got about 1 million head more cattle needed in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico to be at the level we were at the beginning of 2011. So we've still got a long ways to go to fully recover from the drought liquidation.
I guess, Darrell, you could say we're started and we're headed in the right direction anyway, right?
We've certainly got to start. Obviously, we're still a little bit precarious in terms of drought conditions, so it remains to be seen if we can sustain that. But if we can, we've got a good start in place at this point.
Darrell, one thing that was seen back during the liquidation time in 2011, 2012, we saw a lot of folks move cows where they were able to secure some pasture or some sort of accommodations elsewhere to hold on to those genetics. Are we going to see some of those cows perhaps come back to Oklahoma, Texas, you think?
Well, in many cases, mature cows that were moved out of the state probably won't actually come back. They will finish out their productive career wherever they are. But as those animals are sold off, they will be replaced with heifers that will come back into the Southern Plains. And we're beginning to see that on some of the Western Texas operations. Some of the large operations are slowly beginning that process of recovery. But it's pretty cautious at this point, and it will take some time yet.
Cattle Market Watcher Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 16th Annual Bull Sale coming Saturday, March 21st, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Wacomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 85 home-raised, service-age Angus bulls. They've got some great genetics in these bulls they'll be offering. For more information, go to the website PollardFarms.com or give them a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms Bull Sale, Saturday, March 21st. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.